Blog Talk Radio.
Trash so that you can win. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, this is a very interesting question. I know, right? Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Are you ready to dive into today's subject?
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I genuinely love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, which always gets me excited because we're looking at rich, insightful tools that support you on your journey of empowerment. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. The letter 4 and the letter U. You know, all of our installments on demand are rich and insightful. The on-demand library is filled with rich insight on your on various subjects and what have you that will equip you to being empowered on your journey to win personally and professionally. So I can't emphasize enough and encourage you enough to take advantage of the great resource that's available for you. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for approximately 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject. And then we're going to open the program up for your audience participation, assuming time permits, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. We absolutely love the interaction. The interactive environment is a richer environment. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, desktops, laptops, your iPads, your tablets, your smartphones with your notes, you want to grab it so that you can capture the nuggets and jewels that will be shared with you today on Motivational Mondays. But before we jump in to today's topic, of course, we're going to take a brief moment and ask that you invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, woo, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's program with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win, and we are taking a look at trash it. That's right. I said it. Trash it. You know, today we're going out to the dumpster, and I have to ask you, are there some things, is there something that you need to trash in your life that you've been holding on to, but you need to throw whatever it is away? Why? Because it's preventing you from achieving more. It's preventing you from your success. So the questions that we're evaluating are, what do you need to get rid of in order to achieve greater success? Again, I say, trash it. That's the focus of today's installment. You know, as a coach, oftentimes, obviously, when I'm meeting with my clients, I am looking at and evaluating with them the habits that they have, their skills that they have. And that, of course, is not a bad thing because we have to have good habit in our lives that serve us. I am constantly working on developing better habits and, you know, making shifts where I need to make a shift so that I can be a greater, higher version of myself. And what's interesting is that as I was processing, and I had a dear associate of mine, you know, because I do video vignettes regularly, and his dear associate said, I need to see you in front of a dumpster and talking about trashing it, you know? And that's all they said. They just gave me the concept. And as I began to process around this concept of trash it, what is it that we need to throw away? I have some nuggets that I want to share with you of some things that personally I can say I am in agreement with each of these areas, that it is so important if you want to level up and achieve more, that these areas here, if you make an adjustment and remove these areas and these specific things out of your life, you're going to be in a better position to achieve greater success and to win. Like I said, you know, so often the focus is on the habits that we have and the skills that we're having, that we have in our lives. But today we are taking a look at more specifically, what is it that you need to remove? What is it that you need to, wait for it, trash it? Okay, every time I say that, I giggle. We're going to have a good time today as we're looking at and going to the dumpster. You know, on my journey, I've come to realize that one of the things that's so needful to trash, and this is, I want you to really process this, is we have to remove excuses. I know, right? We have to remove excuses. This is something that is so crucial for us to get greater success. We have to remove excuses. Now, I have been guilty on my journey along the way. I can be transparent with you and say with certainty, because the reality is that we can excuse anything. You know, think about it. Think about today's day and what you may not have gotten done that you desired to get done. I'm sure you have an excuse as to why you could not get that done. I know you do, because it's easy to come up with excuses. But I am challenging myself, and I'm challenging us, our global listeners, this global community of winners that are fighting to achieve greater results, that if you don't remove excuses out of your life, you are not going to get a greater fullness of what you desire. Because the reality is about excuses, oftentimes we use that as a reason to justify why I can't. It really puts us in a position of not taking responsibility for our journey, but rather we're using the different circumstances. We're blaming where we are on different elements. You know, it may be my family. We're blaming the friends that I hang out with, the circle of friends. We're blaming COVID-19, 2020. We're blaming this. We're blaming the economy. We're blaming this and we're blaming that. And it's because of, and we're coming up with constantly, we're coming up with excuses. Instead of really taking ownership and responsibility for our journey, for where we are in our lives, owning our own lives, each been designed to be life managers. And the life that, number one, we have to manage well is our lives. You know, you know I love to fly, and so I can't speak about flying and all of that and not mention this when I'm giving certain illustrations. When it comes to managing our own lives first, when you're on the plane and it gets into a desperate place and there's a lot of cabin pressure, you guessed it, what do they tell you? The flight attendant tells you, put the mask on you first. And so I'm challenging you as you're listening in to put the mask on you first. You cannot blame and play that blame game of it's everybody else's fault. You know, I'm in different circles and different conversations, and I'm always fine-tuning my frequency of listening, and I will often hear some people say, you know, wah, 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 wah. And I'm like, just take responsibility. Just take responsibility. And I'm growing in that myself as a leader. I'm growing to just simply take ownership, take responsibility, because you can't live life with excuses. It's constantly about the excuses, because when you're coming from that point of view, you're quote-unquote playing the role of a victim. And so the number one thing that we need to trash it is we have to remove excuses. Remove excuses off the table. Remove excuses from your vocabulary. Stop making up excuses. Because when you have an excuse, you're lying to yourself. The reality is that you, me, we are responsible for our journey. Yes, situations happen. I'm not minimizing them. But you are responsible how you respond to their situations. You are responsible for the actions that you take. You are responsible for if you allow the circumstances to get the best of you. So remove the excuses. Number two, that we have to go out to the dumpster and trash it. You have to remove perfectionism. Now this one was huge for me, and I understand this wanting to be perfect, this perfectionism. But perfection is unattainable. No one is perfect. I know I'm not perfect. Can you walk on water? I know I can't walk on water. No one is perfect. And I've been guilty on my journey. I remember very clearly before I got the awareness of the difference. And this was just something that, and I'm still processing through it. But I remember when I was in real estate, it was a big refinance boom. I mean, all of my associates around me were making big money. Their phones were ringing off the hook and the deals were flooding in. And I'm still trying to get my flyer out. I'm trying to dot the I perfectly and cross the T perfectly. And I'm caught up in this whirlwind of the perfectionism, of the perfectionist. And I didn't get my flyer out until much later because I'm trying to dot every I. I'm trying to cross every T. I'm trying to make it look so perfect. And I didn't get it out in a timely manner because perfectionism will prevent you. It'll get you stuck. It gets you, prevents you from putting things out there. It prevents you from getting the movement because oftentimes we get stuck. Now, I'm not saying that we should not be looking at growing and being a greater version of ourselves. I've moved from perfectionism to excellence. And let me tell you what I've grown to learn the difference between the two. But let me finish the story about the flyer going out because I think it's important for you to understand how perfectionism, if you don't make a shift, it will get you paralyzed. And I was paralyzed in this perfect flyer going out. And what's so funny, and my aunt, who's my godmother, who has graduated to heaven, when she was still here on earth, we would laugh about this because we were both in real estate together at the same time. And she got her flyer out. She had typos, not intentional, but she did. She got it out. Her phone starts ringing and her money starts cha-ching rolling in. I'm still working on trying to get the perfect flyer, the perfectionist. She was paralyzed. She wasn't getting the results because she was paralyzed. She's trying to make everything so perfect, and nothing is perfect. Perfectionism is unattainable. It's not realistic. It allows us to waste time. I was caught in this whirlwind of wasting my time trying to dot every I and cross every T and make everything so perfect. And what I've grown to learn to be true is that if you shift from perfectionism, so we're talking about what do I need to trash? Trash it, remove the perfectionism. So if you shift from perfection to excellence, now let me share with you what has been revealed to me about this word excellence. May be different for you, but this is what I believe God showed me, and I speak this often. So excellence for me is giving my very best in a moment of time within my capacity. Excellence. Giving my very best in a moment of time within my capacity. Now, my capacity can change tomorrow, and my best is even greater. But if I give my very best in a moment of time within my capacity, that's all I can do. And when I got the understanding of that, for that being my definition of insight around excellence, that was a breakthrough for me. It helped me to break the cycle and break the chain of perfectionism. And so what is it that you need to trash it? You need to trash perfectionism. You need to trash excuses. And so as we move to the next area that we're going to focus in on, I want to share another thought with you in closing on perfectionism. I want to just hit it hard and hit it home that when you're caught up in perfectionism and this trying to be perfect, when no one is perfect, it gets you to that place of being stuck. It's almost like being in quicksand. And when you're in quicksand, there's nothing that you can do while you're in the quicksand. And if you're not careful, the quicksand will suck you in and you will drown. And so I want you to know that you have to release that I have to be perfect without blemish. Why? Because we're all flawed individuals. We all have blemishes. We all have flaws. We all have faults. I'm not saying that you should not grow in desiring to be better and to better yourself. I'm fighting for that regularly. I get it right some days. Some days I don't. But what I know to be true is every day I have a new day to start anew. And so I want you to really, really process around this, because I know that I'm not alone in the struggle of shifting from perfectionism to excellence. I've had many in-depth conversations with my clients in my coaching practice who are struggling and they get stuck and they're not getting any results because they're stuck in the perfectionism. And sometimes it's the perfectionism that others expect of them. And that's why I want you to know that if my definition of excellence works for you, grab hold of it and take it. Excellence, doing your very best within a moment of time within your capacity. If I give my very best within this moment of time within my capacity today, that's all I can give. So let's move to the next area that we have to trash it, remove fear. This is one that is so huge, huge that not only have I dealt with fear, but in my coaching practice, I am supporting my clients regularly who are caught up in this process of fear, this unknown. And what I've grown to know to be true, and I'm grateful for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program. What I've grown to know to be true, what I've grown to know to be true is that fear can be used if we redefine the energy of fear. Everyone struggles at some stage with this fear of the unknown, but everyone doesn't handle fear in the same way. Process that for a moment. We all have to deal with fear at some level. We're faced with it in different situations. It's a part of the very fabric of our journey, this world of the unknown and this, it's scary. I don't know what's coming next. I don't know what, you know. We see it in the movies and they play the backdrop music. Dun, 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 the drama behind, you know, they're going down the alleyway and there's a turn and they don't know what's going to happen. So life presents with it uncertainty. Uncertainty is a part of life. And the key that I want us to understand when it comes to trash it, removing fear, is that we're removing this fearful attitude. See, the fearful attitude would stop you from achieving anything. It stops you from living out your full potential. It stops you. It gets you stuck. It's another agent, element that gets you in the quicksand on the journey of life. And you're stuck there in this fear and you're not moving because of the negativity around you, what you perceive, and all of those various things. And so fear, if used properly, can be redefined. And that's why I reference my mentor, learning how to redefine that energy. So not allowing it to get you stuck, but now you're using it as fuel. It almost becomes a superpower that allows you to drive forward beyond the uncertainty that oftentimes we get caught up in. And so now we're making a shift in the quote-unquote fearful attitude that many of us have. Oh, I'm not going to try because I'm so scared. It's like, it's so scary. Oh, no, I'm not going to try a new food because just the thought of that, it's scary. What if I don't like it? But what if you do? Oh, no, I can't go. I can't get on a roller coaster. That's too scary. I can't do that. I can't. Stuck in this fearful attitude of I can't. Well, I want to challenge you to know that you can. And not because I said so. The word of God, that's my foundation. God's word says we can do all things. Not in and of our own selves and our own power, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, but I don't believe in that and all of that. That's fine. I'm just sharing with you my belief system and what I have grown to know to be true. But what I do know is regardless that principles are universal. And so if you allow fear to get the best of you, you will not fulfill your potential. You will not achieve anything because you've allowed fear to get the best of you. And so we must learn to redefine fear and not allow it to get us, not allow it to get us paralyzed, but rather we take that energy and use it like a superpower to allow it to propel us forward. I went to this restaurant recently, and for those of you that know, yes, Coach Adams is a foodie, and I went to this restaurant, and there was this dish that I had never had, and I said, you know, and I do this regularly. I'll say, you know, I'm going to try this. Haven't had it? I'm going to try it because I know that it's important to try new things. It's important to stretch out of your comfort zone, that you can't allow yourself to be in that place of that fearful attitude. And so a way that I battled that, and I'm still in process, I'm still on the journey. Please know that Coach Adams is not saying that she walks on water, because I have my moments, but I talk myself off the ledge. I know that I have to redefine the energy of the fear. I've done things that it's like, ooh, oh my gosh, I did that. And I have, but I didn't allow the fear to hold me back. And I can think of, actually, this is a great illustration, because my cousin and I, this was many years ago, we were in Louisiana. We were on a vacation in Louisiana. And she and I share this adventurous spirit, this adventurous heart, right? And so we were in Louisiana, and we wanted to do a bayou cruise. And so with that bayou cruise, though, we wanted to see alligators. We just were like, we want to see them up close and personal, beyond a picture, right? So we were in Louisiana. We were staying in Vacherie, Louisiana, which is on the West Bank, and it's, you know, along the Mississippi River, but it's country, okay? I mean, it's like for miles there may not be anything, you know, it's just very country. So we found out about this opportunity to do a bayou cruise by airboat. Never been on an airboat prior to that. Never been on an airboat at that time. Bayou swamp cruise by airboat, right? And so my mom was with us on this trip, and she was like, I'm not having any parts of that. You two go right on ahead. I'm not doing that. My cousin and I took the drive, and we get we're already in the country. And we get way out somewhere, you know, very remote area. And we're just way out in the country, very remote area. And it's so funny because what scared me the most, actually being transparent, it wasn't the adventure that we were about to embark upon, but rather it was the fact that we were in such an interesting area, and they have you sign this waiver that if anything happens, your family is releasing them from anything. And that was like, ooh, that more than anything. We get on the airboat, and I don't know if you've ever seen an airboat. If you haven't, Google it, because you'll get a better point of view of what I'm talking about. There's only four of us and the driver on the airboat, right? And we're in the swamp. And literally, I said, do you guys give us, now, you got to get this too. You got to understand this, that I don't swim. I love the water. I love being near the water, around the water, on the water, but I don't swim. But I do lots of water things. And that's a great testimony too. Removing fear, not allowing fear to paralyze you. And I love the water. And I've actually taught someone how to swim, which is interesting. The coach in me, she could do that. And I can swim when I feel like it's safe. Okay, I've kind of gotten off the point here, but it was important for me to share with you that I don't know how to swim. And especially in the swamp, woo, bayou, okay. So we get on the airboat, and I tell the guy, I said, where's our life jacket? And he says, you don't need one. Because if you fall in, the alligators are going to eat you up. Doesn't matter. And I thought, okay, we're on a great adventure. But I embraced the adventure. And literally, we have all of these alligators chomping at us. Because, again, Google so you can see what an airboat looks like if you've never seen it. It was so invigorating, and the swamp was so beautiful. I mean, it was, and it's flying on, you know, on top of the water. It was amazing. One of the most invigorating adventures I've had to date. And my cousin and I both had such a great time. And we said, wow, we would love to, because they have a sunset one as well. And we said, oh, we would love to come back and do it by sunset, because it was that amazing just to experience it in a different way. I say that because I would have missed that amazing experience had I allowed myself to get paralyzed by fear. Now, granted, I get it. That is kind of on the extreme level to some degree for some. You know, a bayou swamp tour, Coach Adams, with alligators, you know, and lots of alligators, and I'm not talking small alligators. I'm talking major alligators. I understood once we got out there the why. They said you don't need a life jacket. Fall in. It's a wrap. But that is so key in understanding that fear can prevent you from a great adventure, a wonderful experience, a new journey, something invigorating, exciting, to conquer a new challenge. You know, I'm sure the first time a writer wrote, there was fear associated with that. Oh, my God, I don't know. The first time someone created an invention that they had never invented before, there's always a first time for something. And so redefine the fear. And I know I spent quite a bit of time there, but I did that simply because fear is one that oftentimes really gets people stuck. Yes, people make excuses, as we're talking about, what is it that you need to throw out? What is it that you need to trash it? We said remove excuses, remove perfectionism, and we were in the middle of the five that I have for you today with remove fear, and we kind of settled in there, and I was saying that the reason why I spent the extra time there is because, yes, people make excuses. They do. Yes, people get caught up in perfectionism, but far more individuals, based on my experience and in my coaching practice and just in life in general, get stuck and paralyzed by fear. So the key is redefining that fear. And then next we have remove a fixed mindset. As you know, I am often sharing around mindset on some level or another. You know, I talk a lot about thinking, but where I want us to kind of settle in this particular case, when we're talking about mindset, we're talking about the limiting belief. And that's what I want us to understand, because the limited beliefs is our fixed mindset. We are fixed in where we are. We're no longer open to growing and learning and trying new things. You know, it's interesting because I am a lifetime learner. And I was having a conversation with someone, a dear friend of mine, and they were saying, you know, I just want to learn more. I want to grow more. I want to be stretched. And what I heard this individual saying is exactly this. The opposite of this. They were saying, I don't want to get stuck in my fixed mindset, which is where many of us, we get stuck. We get stuck in that fixed mindset. We get stuck in the fixed perception. A lot of times we don't want to have conversations with other people because we want to dig our heels into our point of view, our way or the highway. And the reason why we get stuck there is because if you have a conversation with someone else, they will give you a different point of view. I had a dear friend who was having a challenge, and they called me and said, hey, can I run this by you? I want to run this by the coach. I said, absolutely. And then after the call, they said, thank you. You gave me a different point of view. And so we have to break that fixed mindset. We have to be okay with different points of view, a different perspective on things. Allowing our mindset to be expanded, allowing our knowledge base to be expanded, having the willingness to learn something new. Learning something new is so key. Are you challenging yourself to grow? Are you challenging yourself to try something different? Are you challenging yourself by reading a book? Are you challenging yourself by learning new information? Challenge yourself so that you can expand your mind. When we expand our mind, we, in essence, expand our worldview of possibilities and our perception, because no longer are we in this limited, focused state, but now we have a broader state to pull from. And so I want to challenge you to allow your mindset to be expanded. Don't allow yourself to stay in that fixed mindset of limitations, the fixed mindset based on your own experiences exclusively. There's a whole big world out there. And, you know, having the opportunity to travel in the way that I have been able to travel, I'm so grateful for my mentors for that. I have seen different places and seen some places several times that people would only hope to have gone once. You know, I was one of my favorite movies that I can watch it anytime it comes on, The Devil Wears Prada. And it's so funny because when I saw The Devil Wears Prada the first time before I went to Paris, France, I wanted to go. I thought, woohoo, because it just was so glamorized in the movie. And I remember going and I was like, oh, is this Paris? It was a little underwhelming for me because of it didn't have that, it lacked that grandness that, you know, the movie portrayed it to be. And so I didn't know, wouldn't have known that until I had the opportunity to go. And so many of us are so fixed in our mindset based on our limited point of view, and we have to allow our perception to be expanded. We have to do that through learning. We have to do that through allowing other points of view and considering other thought processes and not getting stuck in our way.
Or it's no way. My way or the highway. My way is the right way.
There's always another way. So we have to embrace new knowledge. We have to continue to learn. We have to allow ourselves to be more open and allow other thoughts to come in, you know, points of view that would increase our thought process in any situation. So what do we need to trash it? So what do we need to trash it? We need to trash and remove excuses from our lives. If we want to achieve more, if we want to gain greater success, we have to get rid of, trash it, the excuses. Throw the excuses away. We have to remove perfectionism. And this one was just one that for me was huge. I had to remove that because I wasn't accomplishing anything getting paralyzed in perfectionism. Remove fear. You can't allow fear to get you paralyzed. And now you're not willing to try anything, to step out because of fear. And I have to say, oftentimes when I have dealt with change, it has been a wonderful, beautiful thing. But at first, the uncertainty of it had me nervous, a little scary. And so, but on the other side, you know, I often reference the book, Who Moved My Cheese? Good little parable for you if you're dealing with change and you're struggling around the fear of change. That would be a great book for you. So remove a fixed mindset. Now, woo, this one next is huge. I wonder what your thoughts would be. What do you think the next one would be? What do you think you need to remove in order to achieve greater results in your life, in order to achieve greater success? These are things that we're saying we have to remove. In addition to new habits that you may need to have in your life and skills and all of that, let's look at what we need to remove. What do we need to trash it? So think about this. What do you think the next one is? Based on what we've talked about so far, what would you venture to say is something else that you need to trash, that you need to do away with in your life? We said remove excuses. Mm-hmm. We said remove perfectionism. That's my own personal. I had to just throw that in because of living that through. We said we must remove fear. Mm-hmm. I can't be fearful. I can't have that fearful attitude. and then remove a fixed mindset. I got to get rid of this stinking thinking, that fixed mindset that is limiting, and then we have to, this one is huge. Are you ready for it? We have to remove toxic people. We have to remove toxic people. You know, what's interesting about this whole process of having toxic people in your circle around you, sometimes people don't even realize they're in toxic interactions. You know, I often share, and many of you that are regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams is an executive consultant. So I'm often in a corporate setting on site at another location. And recently, there was a situation between a young lady and the man she was seeing, and they got into a heated confrontation, and the police ended up having to be called. And she was so upset because someone called the police, and, you know, I guess the neighbors had just gotten tired of the situation. They were constantly arguing and what have you. And she did not even realize that she was in a toxic relationship, that this toxic relationship was pulling power from her life. This toxic, as I get tongue-tied with the word toxic, I hear Britney Spears in my mind, her song Toxic. But going back to what I was saying about toxic, we have to remove toxic people. Because the people around us, if they are negative, if they are zapping our energy, if they are, you know, in a hopeless place and they're speaking the lack of hope into your dreams and visions and saying, girl, man, you can't do that. That's too much. That's too great. You will not move on your vision. And of course, Motivational Mondays, the heart of why we are here every Monday faithfully, and thank you again to our faithful listeners. We are here so that you can be more equipped to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? Working your vision so you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams so that you can win personally and professionally. But you're not going to be able to do that if you have toxic people in your circle, if you have negative people around you that are pulling your energy, that are pessimistic, that are draining you, that are shooting your dreams down at every chance they get because they don't come from a hopeful place. They come from a negative, pessimistic place. They're not supportive because they're coming from their limited beliefs. They're not trying to live out their dreams because they don't feel dreams are possible. So you have to recognize the people in your circle around you. Who do you have circling the wagons, as I like to say, around you? Are you in the midst of toxic people? Do you need to change your circle? Because you'll find more motivation and inspiration and empowerment around your goals when you get into situations that fuel you, feed you. That's what Motivational Mondays is all about, that whatever you're dealing with, you can come and jumpstart your week motivated, inspired, empowered on your journey. Get some nuggets and tools to assist you, some thoughts to process and ponder, to add to your toolbox and your backpack on the journey of life. So remove the toxic people. Remove the people that all they see is the glass half empty. I don't care what's going on. They see the glass half empty. I remember this was many years ago. I had a dear friend at the time, and, you know, if their bank account got below $50,000, they were depressed. They were having a hard time. They were, And somebody else would be like, I just wish I had $50,000. And they were going into a deep depression. Now, granted, I understand it's all relative, but that's a pessimistic mindset, always seeing the glass half empty versus seeing it half full and appreciating what you have and having an attitude of gratitude and recognizing that there's hope in all situations, that it's okay to dream and that joy comes from the inside. So don't look on the outside for your joy, for people to, you know, feed you and to fill you up and all of that. And those negative people that all they do is zap all of your energy and drain you. Get out of those circles. What are we talking about? Uh-oh. Remove the toxic people. In essence, trash it. Throw them away. Okay, don't really put them in the dumpster, but separate yourself from them. Trash them, figuratively speaking. I'm not saying go throw somebody in the dumpster. Don't be going around saying, Coach Adams said, throw them in the dumpster, trash it. Yes, I am saying trash it, figuratively speaking. Remove the toxic people out of your life. If you have toxic people in your life, guard and protect your ear space. Guard and protect what you're giving your attention to. You don't have to give your attention to the negative people. At some stage, you have to take responsibility and determine, is this person worthy to be in the auditorium of my life? That goes back to being a life manager, and being a lifetime learner, determining, what is your worth? Are you worth more than those that are in your circle? You know, I often would hear people say, if you're the guru of your group, you got to get a new group. Are you the guru of your group? And I don't necessarily see that there's anything wrong with at certain stages that you'll be a guru, but you should also have someone that's further along on the journey than you are and someone that you are pulling to the next level. So I believe that we should be in the middle of two key people, someone that we're able to mentor and we're able to pour into, and then someone that is pouring into us and we're able to soak in their wisdom because of where they have been on their journey. So what do we talk about today on Motivational Mondays? Well, that's a good question. We started out this time of sharing together as we prepare to wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays, and we said, you know, today we're going out to the dumpster, figuratively speaking, and evaluating, are there some things that we need to trash in our lives that need to be thrown away, that we need to take out to the dumpster and trash it? And so I have you to really process around, what do you need to get rid of in order to achieve greater success? What is it that you need to get rid of? Not just I need better habits and skills, but what do you need to trash? What do you need to let go of? What are those things that you need to let go of that in essence are not serving you on your journey? And so we came up with five things to process and to consider that we need to throw them out. We need to trash it. Things are, we must remove excuses. We must remove perfectionism. We must remove fear. We must remove a fixed mindset. And lastly, we were just talking about, we must remove toxic people. We have a few moments left in today's broadcast, and I would love to invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Again, we have just a few minutes. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. Again, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, and the host queue is open. As we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, and if we get a caller in the queue and time permits, I'll bring you in. But as we close out, I just want to share a few things with you around my offerings and what I have to offer you. You know, I am so committed to impacting people and giving them the tools that they need on their journey. So I have what I call my Impact 100. And as a lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, my Impact 100 and my commitment to other individuals is that through my full circle of personal and professional growth tools, that I would come and walk alongside of you with the empowerment that I have available, the powerful empowerment tools that I have available to support you in being empowered on your journey. My full circle of empowerment consists of Motivational Mondays. Every Monday, we are right here for you. So tune in, set your timer, and join us every Monday. Jumpstart your week empowered. Then we have, of course, one-on-one coaching. One-on-one coaching enables you in a private setting with myself at a specific day and time that you would be focused exclusively on your vision, on your goals, and your dream specifically, one-on-one coaching. I also have group coaching available for different groups that come together and want collective coaching. My private masterminds on various topics and subjects. For those of you that don't know, I am a part of the Maxwell Leadership Team and so excited about my partnership with my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, that has given me a number of different books and resources to do private masterminds on. As we close out the year, we're looking at Put Your Dream to the Test, one of my favorites. If you want more information about how you can participate in my upcoming mastermind on Put Your Dream to the Test, send a text message with your name and dream, your name and dream, to 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. If you're interested in my private mastermind on the book by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, Put Your Dream to the Test, send a text to 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Put Your Dream to the Test is 10 questions that help individuals in being able to see where they are on their journey and seize the moment. So exciting if you're interested. The other is my personal and professional lifestyle growth plan. So a year of coaching in a group setting with like-minded individuals coming together on twice a month and Facebook group that's private. You get this whole sense of community and lots of wonderful jewels and gems in that environment. It is amazing how quickly time flies. Again, if you're interested in any of my full circle of empowerment that I have available, simply text 310-289-2101 and include your name and full circle. So don't, as we close out, as I often share with you, don't lose focus on your goals, because you have to evaluate what you're willing to do differently to get different results. You have to answer that. And that goes to, you cannot be a victim. You cannot play the blame game, blaming everyone else. You have to take responsibility for where you are on your journey. And sometimes I know that's hard. I've been there. It's difficult at times when we make, you know, bad mistakes and we make wrong decisions and then we have to deal with that. But you don't have to stay where you are and know that support is available. So trash those things that you need to trash. Get into a new one-on-one coaching partnership with myself, Coach Adams, and let me support you on your journey to win. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum to continue the conversation. And so if you're not already a member, it's an open group. All are welcome. Simply say that you want to be a part of the group. That's all that we have time for today. In closing, visit my website, coachadams.com. Stay connected. Tune in next week when we continue in our Shape Up series. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.